Hello, my audio boo friends. This is Frida in Frida's garden. Well, I'm not really in the garden. I'm in my house. You haven't heard from me for a while because I've been going through a lot of stuff this last couple months. On January 3rd, my husband decided it was time to finally go to the doctor about his hernia. Turned out it wasn't a hernia. It was stage 4 melanoma cancer. And so we went through all the tests and everything, and he started to decline as the month went along. And by the beginning of February, actually, he was pretty much ready for a hospital bed in the living room, which he's in now. And then on February 23rd, he had a stroke. So he went through the whole intensive care and was in the hospital all this time up until right now when he's on his way home in the ambulance where I'm going to take care of him. We've got the hospital bed all set up and everything's all set to go. But I have to tell you this one story. I have to tell you this. There's lots of stories. Oh my gosh, this was quite an adventure. And I hope it never happens to anybody, but sure isn't clear on what to do. You do a fast learning curve when stuff like this happens. And he's not been to the doctor for 40 years. He's 83, and he's always been really healthy. But those of you who've been through any kind of trauma like that understands. Anyway, I have to tell you this story. The story is that when he had his stroke, his arms and everything are okay. It didn't affect his body so much as it did his speech centers. So he doesn't really know names. He doesn't know his name. He doesn't know my name. If I say Frida, then he'll say Frida. But if I say what's... So I say to him, so what's my name? And he's like, he's very conscious right now. I mean, he's very, the most he's been. So if I say, what's my name? He says, I love you. And I say, I like that name. I think I'll keep it. And then I can say to him a little while later, what's my name? He says, I love you. So in response to that question, he says, I love you. Now, we've been married 47 years, and I must say that I have not heard that ever before. And I don't know. It's just a moment that was really special to me. Anyway, I'll get back to my garden now that he's home and make some more audio booths and videos on fridasgarden.com. And thanks for listening. Bye.